We're talking now with Congressman Frank Lucas. Election night, we're seeing the numbers in. You have been declared the winner for the 3rd District. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Ron. It's always good when the folks you've worked for and represented for a good long time now still support you and appreciate you and want to give you an opportunity to work for them.
Tell me what you were hearing. You've got out a lot in the last 2 or 3 weeks, a lot of your town hall meetings. I know you've gotten your ear full on quite a few issues.
Oh, absolutely. They're still concerned about the weather. And I know it's rained in eastern Oklahoma and some in southern Oklahoma, but there's a real deep concern about is 2022 another 2011? Will there be more years of this? And consequently, if so, how do we make sure that the Farm Bill gets reauthorized in 2023 to have the safety net, the insurance programs to be available for both weather and price protection? There's lots of concern about the supply chain. What's the price of diesel going to be this winter or next spring? Are we going to have access to the fertilizer and the fuel we need? And in the livestock side, even though they're very optimistic about how dramatically the livestock numbers have dropped, can we, as farmers and ranchers, hold ourselves together to benefit from those better cattle prices next year? We still have to be here to benefit from them.
Right. You speak of the Farm Bill. Obviously, you've talked to a lot of the ag groups. You've said consistently, really over the last couple of years, that you do have a seat at the table for the 2023 Farm Bill.
The most important possession I have in Washington, D.C., next to a copy of the U.S. Constitution, is a little memo signed by the now-to-be Speaker and the now-to-be Majority Leader, assuring me that my spot on the committee and my seniority are preserved. That's the most important piece of paper next to the Constitution from a government perspective I have, Ron.
So your work schedule will be a pretty full one in 2023. You will be one of two chairmen from the state of Oklahoma. That's history.
Absolutely. It'll have to be confirmed officially by the Republican Steering Committee, but I expect to be chairman of the Science, Space, and Technology Committee. I expect to continue to be a member of the Financial Services Committee, the cost of and the availability of capital, very important in Oklahoma. And then, of course, returning to my role on the Agriculture Committee. There will be a bunch of freshmen, sophomores, and juniors who may wonder why I come in and sit down next to Chairman G.T. Thompson. I'll just point to my chairman's picture on the wall if they ask what I'm doing there.
That is a pretty good piece of evidence for sure. A lot of folks are saying this is going to be a close to a $1 trillion bill. I mean, that's going to be a hard sell.
The lion's share of the money continues to be the nutrition programs, or what many people would refer to as the feeding programs. But I always remind folks, whatever the overall cost of the bill, even though conservation, rural development, ag research, crop insurance, the commodity titles generally are the small part, they're still the part of the Farm Bill that raises the food, that raises the fiber. And it doesn't matter how many dollars you have on your EBT card, if there's nothing at the store to buy, you're going to go hungry. Production agriculture is still the key to survival of this nation and this great democracy.
I would think that as you get back to D.C., you know, even during the lame duck, but certainly in 2023, it'll be nice to feel like once again you're in the majority.
Absolutely. Now, we're going to have a whole bunch of new faces and a whole bunch of new people who've got to figure things out. But if they'll pay attention to their folks back home, if they'll be respectful of the concerns and issues that the people back home care about, then we'll do just fine. But then, you know, I've tried to follow that rule myself very carefully. Pay attention to the people at home, be respectful of their concerns, and try and bring their will about in D.C., even in a complicated, some might say crazy world we live in now.